Welcome, welcome, everybody. So glad to have you here on Ask the Expert. I'm Damian Hall, and happy to be here once again with your friends from Eggleston. That's EgglestonServices.org. Oh, my friends, what a fun Saturday this is going to be with your friends from Eggleston. And a change in the seasons. We're coming up to a brand new year in just a few weeks. You know, one of my favorite times of the season, this autumn, when things are changing, we're heading into the winter months, and your friends from Eggleston have all sorts of activities and fun things to look forward to heading into the new year. And I'm happy to be here on this Ask the Expert show. We've got a lot of guests here with us, but before we dive into everybody that's in here in the studio, we have Miss Geraldine Eady. So glad to have you here, VP of Marketing and Developing as well as Miss Kristen Ricks, Director of Marketing. Glad to have you back here on Ask the Expert. How are you guys?
Great. Hey Damian, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
Always to happy
you
to be here with you.
Yep. Always awesome. A fun time and heading into the, and being in the pumpkin season, because that's where we are. The pumpkin season, heading into the, there's so much to talk about. And I know Eggleston always stays really entwined with our community, with the change in the seasons and the different fun things to really enjoy here in Hampton Roads, and all with a great mission behind it. But for those who are just joining us on this Saturday morning and haven't necessarily heard of Eggleston and know what Eggleston's all about, could you give me a brief history and tell us what the real mission behind Eggleston is and how all roads really lead to Eggleston here in Hampton Roads?
Well, Eggleston's mission is providing training, education, and employment for adults with disabilities. For almost 70 years, Eggleston has been a staple in the community in Hampton Roads. It started in 1955 with just 8 families, and now we've grown to serving over 1,800 individuals.
Wow. Wow. And is that 1,800 here in Hampton Roads alone?
Yes. Wow. 1,800 in Hampton Roads.
Awesome.
Yeah, we do this through a number of different programs. Like Geraldine mentioned, we started as looking for job opportunities, helping individuals with intellectual disabilities better transition into the workforce after school. But over the years, we've grown to encompass not only a variety of job opportunities and trainings, we also have residential services, both in-home supports for people who might live on their own but need a little extra support, but also people who might be more comfortable having a roommate. So we have group home environments where we have staff on site whenever the individuals are at home, but also it allows them to live in a home with maybe 3-4 at the most additional people, so 4-5 individual group homes. And then the third tier that we really focus on is our day programs. So individuals who maybe work part-time but still want some activities, or individuals who aren't able to work, they have group day programs that they can go out, connect with friends, be in the community, learn about their own, you know, civil rights and what they are expected or should be expecting of society to provide for them and help them with, but also just really having that connection with other people and, you know, learning how to be their highest level of independence. So I guess the two other areas that we really focus on is we have a brain injury unit that works with traumatic brain injury survivors. And then we also have a veterans program called Warrior Bridge that helps bridge the gap between veterans who are in need and the resources that are in the community to help them. So like I said, over the years, we've really expanded our services to help individuals across the board. So it's exciting. It's an exciting time to be at Eggleston. There's always something new going on.
It always seems to be an exciting time with Eggleston. And as you said, there's so much more that Eggleston is doing, from the document destruction to the laundry. I know that it really, the list, and it'll take all hour, and we won't even get to all of it.
Good.
Yeah. I'm always going to forget something. There's so many things. I always forget something on the list.
Commercial landscaping. We have a garden center, a farmer's market, business fulfillment services, which we have someone here, a special guest. I won't say who it is. Who'll talk about what they do currently. They've been with Eggleston for a while, what they do for business fulfillment. So like you said, Eggleston covers a gamut of things in our organization.
Yeah, and we haven't mentioned the auto auction and
donations
that go with it, and the Christmas trees and the pumpkins at the garden center.
All of the above. Yeah. Yes.
So I'm excited for this hour to go through all things Eggleston, and of course the website is always available to find out more for everybody listening online at EgglestonServices.org, or you can also go to their Facebook page. That's Eggleston on Facebook. I understand you guys are going to celebrate a big year coming up in 2025.
We are. We're about to turn 70 years old.
Wow.
And we're really excited. We're going to be having some milestone activities throughout the year, and we hope the community will come out to engage with us and to support us. We're really excited about turning 70 next year.
That's amazing. And how did it all start? Just a brief history. I understand that getting to where we are now with 1,800 people benefiting from the, well, more than that, but what did you say? 1,800 people, I want to say, benefiting from the services.
Well, we started with 8 families, and now we've grown to serving 1,800 individuals.
Wow.
And just like Kristen said, we cover federal contracts, we cover rehabilitative services, and we also have business services. We have almost 450 employees that help us to sustain all of the work that we do in the organization.
Awesome. 1955 to 1925, and everybody listening, get involved all across the Hampton Roads at EgglestonServices.org. So since the last time we spoke, just last month, what has changed? What's been going on with Eggleston? What's new?
Well, we've been recognized in the community a couple of times. We're really excited about that and thankful to the community for recognizing the efforts that Eggleston does in supporting individuals with disabilities. We were recognized by Coastal Virginia Magazine for our Veteran Services Program through our Warrior Bridge Program. We were among 10 other organizations in Hampton Roads that were recently recognized for our connection and services and referrals that of services that we provide to veterans in the community. We were also recognized by, we received an award called the Inspire Awards. It is promoted by the Prom Us 757 organization. What they do is each year they host a prom for individuals with disabilities who might not otherwise attend the prom that they would go to with their traditional school.
Sounds fun. They
recognize Eggleston for our efforts in the community and what we do for individuals with disabilities. So that was two things that we were recognized for recently.
Awesome. And we love veterans, and I'm sure that prom was a lot of fun.
Well, what they were doing is recognizing individuals who provide services, but the prom is going to be in the spring.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll definitely, maybe we can even have them join us in the spring or something. We'll get out here, because after we learned about it, we were like, oh, we definitely have to help them promote this. And we want to definitely get involved in a bigger way, because I think it's for individuals like 14 and up to attend. So it sounds like it'll be a really neat thing. We also had our first ever haunted house event at one of our properties, at our property over on Military Highway. We ran it for about a week leading up to Halloween, and we called it Haunted Highway because it was at our Military Highway location. And that was actually the idea of one of our mechanics over at our auto store, our auto shop. He loves Halloween, and his family does, and he has been involved in different organizations hosting haunted houses, and he and his family put together the whole haunted house, and they had some other staff members help them with the scaring. So we wanted to definitely put a shout out to Harry and his family for helping us organize that and put that on, truthfully, but also for everyone who came out and attended, and put a little teaser out there for anybody who missed it this year. Be on the lookout for next year, because we're definitely hoping to do it again in 2025. So that was a neat, fun event we've never done before, was a haunted house. We also have recently celebrated our annual awards winners. So every year Eggleston recognizes a variety of different award winners throughout the organization. We have Shining Star Awards for individuals. We have a Shining Star for residential, for brain injury, for community employment, and for our day programs. We recognize 2 employees of the year, one for federal contracts and one for our business services. We have a veteran of the year, an excellence in action winner, who is going to be someone who just goes above and beyond in whatever their current field is. And just excellence in action is one of our kind of our mantras and our slogans, and somebody who exemplifies that. And then we do a Paul Atkinson Senior Leadership Award. As many of your loyal listeners know, Paul was our CEO for 35 years, and he retired at the end of 2023. So we named the Leadership Award after him in his honor for all the years of dedicated leadership he gave us. So if anybody's interested in learning more about those winners, we've posted some little short videos both on our YouTube page and our Facebook and social media pages. They can go back and check those out and really just honor those individuals. So that was a fun time had by all. And then just our most recent thing is we just finished a week-long celebration for Veterans Day. You know, we are besides the work we do for Warrior Bridge and connecting veterans, we also employ nearly 40 veterans who at our current currently on staff, and we had a great time celebrating one day, which was not enough for Veterans Day. So we celebrated a week-long celebrations throughout the organization, everything from everybody wear red, white, and blue, or putting out flags at each of our locations. We had some special guests come out and do a luncheon for our veterans and kind of an inspirational speaking. I was inspired just listening, and I wasn't even a veteran, but it was just amazing the motivational speakers we had out there.
I like that. You know, I think you guys should start something there that's going to hopefully it'll catch across the rest of America. And it's Veterans Week, not just Veterans Day. We'll do Veterans Week.
Yeah.
I think that's appropriate.
With all the sacrifices that they make and their families make for, you know, even if they haven't made the ultimate sacrifice, they've still given their time. They've given up their holidays, birthdays, you know, special time with their family and friends. They've traveled all over this country and this world for our freedoms. You know, we definitely need to be recognizing them more than one day a year, especially in a community like Hampton Roads where we're so military heavy.
Sure. Yeah. And now heading into the winter months, well, what can we look forward to? I know Christmas is around the corner. Thanksgiving's around the corner.
Well, you teased it up beautifully. Trees start today.
Oh, today, really?
Today is the day.
Lucky day.
So the garden center's going to open at 9 o'clock today. So get out there. We had about 800 trees delivered yesterday, and they go everything from little tabletop trees all the way up to 10 footers. I will tell you, shop early for best selection. They are fresh. They just got cut. They, like I said, they came in yesterday. So they will last, even if you buy it today, it will last all the way through the new year. No problem. Just make sure you keep watering it appropriately. But yeah, so we've got wreaths. We've got poinsettias. We have holiday decor. We have all sorts of good stuff. You've got pansies for your indoor, outdoor. But there's all sorts of stuff at the garden center. We also, the farmers market is stocked full and ready to go with pantry items, all locally sourced. You know, just the right thing to help you finish off your holiday meal, or, you know, just for a regular Tuesday dinner. So yeah, we've got some great dairy items and, you know, meat items now that weren't there this time last year. So we've expanded our reach a little bit. And of course, we always have fresh bread from Sugar Plum Bakery every Friday.
Great. Now, where's this located? Is this the same place where we get the Christmas tree?
This is at our garden center. It's at 110 Lavalette Avenue in Norfolk, right near the zoo.
Perfect. So make a trip of it. And that's this Saturday. You get yourself a tree starting at 9 a.m.
Yeah,
right?
Today.
Awesome. Now, is there an auto auction going on today?
No, we don't have an auction today. Okay. Auto auction is next week. So we've actually got some, and I've got a special guest who's going to talk a little bit more about the auto auctions in a minute, but we have an auto auction on the 30th of November, and then we're going to do it again on the 14th of December. And our December one is going to have a very special vehicle included. So I'm going to tease everybody to keep listening, because we're going to talk about that a little bit more further in the show.
Good. I look forward to that. And before we go to the next break, I would be amiss if I didn't mention the big day with the big man in red you guys have coming up for all the kids.
We do. So Santa has confirmed he's going to be able to squeeze us in again this year. This year we're coming a little earlier. So we're going to have photos with Santa on December 8th, and that is from 12 to 3 p.m. at the garden center. So stop by. If you haven't picked up your tree this weekend, you can pick it up that weekend. Photos are free.
Cool.
Good for the whole family of all ages. Even fur babies are welcome. So if you want to bring the puppies out and the kittens out and get photos with Santa, come on out. Check out everything that the garden center has and just have a fun little afternoon. So, and you can find all the information about the trees, the photos with Santa, and all of the other exciting things we have going on at our website, EgglestonServices.org.
Great. So go today, get your Christmas tree, and then Saturday, December the 8th, get pictures with Santa and everything else on EgglestonServices.org. Go to the website, and of course, stay here for more with our friends here from Eggleston on this Ask the Expert show. It's News Talk 790 WNIS.